Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. There is so much going on in the world. It is hard to keep track of various events and different developments worldwide. Issues that are serious, some of them tragic, while others are quite amusing, to say the least. To a large extent, they project the nature of contemporary politics. My reference is to India. The Indian political establishment is caught in a political storm by one individual's Twitterati. And this individual's name is Lalit Modi. Hence, I present the topic to you. India, Lalit Modi, Twitterati, causing political storm. The Indian political establishment is presently engaged in mudslinging and screaming match, desperately trying to protect them from the political storm caused by IPL founder and chief Lalit Modi. IPL, Indian Premier League, the cricket tournament, recently started, well, few years ago, that was started attracting investors from the entertainment industry as well as economic and the political arena. IPL founder and chief Lalit Modi, allegedly a fugitive, facing various allegations ranging from embezzlement to corruption scandals in India. Just few months ago, I warned about this IPL and mentioned how IPL is the gateway for illegal money transactions. I recall my statement, much to Bollywood moguls' irate. That's right. My statement, as usual, attracts reaction, and when I mentioned about IPL facilitating money laundering, there was reaction from Bollywood moguls, not without a reason, for they are prime investors in IPL. I maintain what I said earlier on. IPL is the safe passage facilitating money laundering and tax evasion for the bourgeois, the rich, the famous and the powerful in Indian society. Indian political class, with all sides having some relationship and connection with the controversial IPL icon Lalit Modi, are currently involved in the blame game. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi few hours ago delivered the speech to the nation. The Prime Minister remarked in the latest speech on the potential cyber threat, claiming anyone with mere 10th or 12th class education miles away could potentially wipe away the bank account, and warn the nation to be prepared for the bloodless cyber war. Yet supposedly learned IPL chief Lalit Modi from miles away implicated on embezzlements running into billions, technically siphoning Indian national treasury with members of Indian political apparatus, collusion and complicity exemplify the state of affairs in multidimensional context, that is education, ethics and economic bankruptcy. Lalit Modi's twitters from offshore, evidently prompting the Indian Parliament chirping. And accordingly, I play this song from Indian cinema that aptly describes the present somber mood in Indian political scene. For international audience, I provide the subtitles briefly. The song subtitles goes like this: let me remain behind the curtain. Let me remain behind the curtain. Do not lift the curtain. If the curtain is lifted, then the secrets will be out in the open. This is the plea from the members of the Indian political class to IPL founder and chief, also currently known as the fugitive with far too many connections and influence over Indian political system. This song is brought to you with pleasure from me for your entertainment. This is Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with more on other issues that deserve attention. Meanwhile, enjoy the melody. Thank you.